vaccines. Boy, a lot of talk on vaccines and how folks in hospitals and clinics are getting their shots. And soon, it'll be the public's turn soon, won't it?
Well, it will be, Rich. Obviously, there's a certain tier or phases that we have to work through. We've actually done a good part with our staff here at the hospital. We've taken care of Trenton and Curtis clinics, as well as McCook Clinic, as well as urgent care. And we have vaccinated a good portion of the EMS that service our area, that of those people who wanted the vaccine. And then we just finished up our last clinic yesterday, and we relinquished the remaining vaccine that we had to Southwest Public Health so that they could help supply the pods that they are getting up to be able to vaccinate people as needed. But what I want the public to be aware of is that there are certain tiers that we have to work through. And currently, the phases that Southwest Public Health is working on is healthcare. So it would be dentists, pharmacists, anybody in the healthcare field that doesn't have a hospital associated with them that could have given them their vaccines. So that's going to be, we're going to finish up what we call phase 1A, and that's all those healthcare providers. And then once they've cleaned that up, then they're going to go to phase 1B. And that's more over the age of 75. It would be some of those first responders, dispatch, police, fire. Then we look at utilities because we need our power, our water, our gas and sanitation to be up and going for us. Educators, those people that work in funeral homes, grocery stores, food and agriculture, transportation, the post office and public transit. So we're going to try to get those people knocked out. And then, and only then, will it be opened up to the general public. But that's probably not going to happen until probably the end of March into April. So people need to be patient with Southwest Public Health. I know I've had a lot of questions on, well, when are the nursing homes going to get their vaccines? You know, because they are a very at-risk population, and they are living in communal living. That's all being done through the pharmacies. I know that Walgreens has picked up a huge contract. They've hired a lot of farm techs to come out and be able to give those vaccines. But Southwest Public Health, the public health department, nor the hospital have anything to do with getting those people in those nursing homes vaccinated. Those nursing homes contract with pharmacies to get their meds, and so that's how they will get their vaccines delivered to them. I know on the eastern part of the state, nursing homes, they've started vaccinating in the nursing homes on the eastern part of the state.
I talked to a couple of folks, and I even checked my email yesterday with McCook Clinic. I do believe there was a memo sent out to a lot of folks in conjunction with Southwest Nebraska Public Health Department on there that said, recommended folks, should they call or there's apparently to get on a list. The memo kind of went out in the last couple of days. I've heard some folks on this. What should they do? Just kind of wait until the time comes along where you'll let us know and we can let everybody else know?
No. What we want everybody to do is to go to www.swhealth.ne.gov, and that's the homepage for Southwest Public Health Department. You'll land on their homepage, and then off to the left-hand side, there's a blue box with a syringe and a little bottle of vaccine. You click on that, and then it will take you to the next page that says information on COVID-19 vaccine. Right below that, there is a highlighted sign up for the waiting list. You click on that, and then that will let you be able to enroll and get an appointment scheduled. You have to go through a number of questions. And then when your tier opens up, you will be notified that you can come and receive your vaccine. I talked to Myra this morning, and the state is working feverishly on coming up with a statewide link that can be utilized. But for now, this is what we want people to do. To get signed up, and definitely it's for those individuals over 75 and plus. We need to have those guys go in immediately and get signed up towards the end of the month when the state gets this registration link up and going. this link at the Southwest Public Health will no longer be valid. They'll have to use the new one. But for now, Southwest Public Health is still having to do contact tracing as well as orchestrate and administer, you know, get these pods up and going. They can't field 200 or 300 calls a day. So there will be no appointments that will be given to anybody via phone. So if you do not have internet connection or and you can't go out there, please reach out to a family member or a neighbor or someone who can assist you to get into that link on that online site to get you registered for your vaccine.
Sharon, I know it's been in the national news. I'm sure you're getting briefed on it a lot here in the last couple of days. I know Dr. Gary Antone, Nebraska's chief medical officer, talked about it yesterday in the conference call with the governor, and that's a new strand of COVID that it's hitting the United Kingdom. Also, has been found in states as close as Colorado. Can you touch on that a little bit? That's we certainly don't want to see another strain out there, but apparently there is.
Yes, there is. I forget the numbers behind it. It's like a 5.8.4.8.8 K strain. But when you look at the history of COVID, that about a year ago, it actually hit the United States, end of January into February. And up until just recently, the genome had not changed very much at all. Unlike influenza, that every time it replicates, it changes its RNA and the way it looks just a little bit. The COVID virus has not done that. So we have a 96% efficacy rate with the vaccine as it is. A small mutant, in everything that I've read, they assure us that this COVID-19 vaccine will also be protectant of that particular mutant genome that we're seeing right now.
So anyway, that I'm sure we'll hear more and more about this in the coming days as well.
And I encourage people, as you know, we've talked before, it's important for those at-risk individuals to make sure that they get their influenza vaccine, to make sure that they've gotten their pneumonia vaccine if they've not yet gotten it, and to get on that waiting list to get the COVID vaccine. I know that there's a lot of people that are worried about the long-term effects of the vaccine. We're giving a small amount of protein in that vaccine, unlike the influenza virus, where you get the entire dead virus injected into you. And with the COVID vaccine, we're only getting a small snippet of this vaccine. And so people are worried about the long-term effects of two vaccines, 0.5 ml, very small amount of vaccine. But when I look at the fallout, the collateral damage that we're seeing in the young population, even in the healthy athletes, cardiac damage, lung damage, chronic fatigue syndrome, loss of hearing, loss of taste for months if they ever get it back, kidney damage, and we don't know what the long-term effect of these people, even if they have mild disease, what damage was done internally to those organs until years down the road. And so I feel that the risks of the vaccine totally outweigh the collateral damage that we're already seeing from the COVID disease itself.
Open line program. We're talking with Sharon Conroy and Tricia Wagner from Community Hospital about the latest with vaccines. And also, Test Nebraska is continuing once again sites here in the McCook area, right? Willow County Fairgrounds Merchants Building. That's another one taking place, ladies, coming up next Monday, isn't it?
Yes. So we are super thankful for Mark's Pharmacy. They've been working with Test Nebraska as well as the community hospital. They are hosting Monday, January 11th. They do theirs in the afternoon. So Mondays are from 1 p.m. to 3:45 p.m. And then we'll have a couple Wednesdays, January 13th, and then January 27th. Those are from 8 to 10 a.m.
So once again, if you feel like symptoms, please get to this. And occasionally they're in the morning, some of the afternoon. So you kind of work a little bit both ways for those folks, working folks. Good morning and afternoons, aren't they, Tricia?
Yep. It's also freezing in that building, so we're also trying to accommodate ourselves too a little bit.
A little cold here in the month of January, that's for sure. Hey, Sharon, Trisha, one of you maybe can address this a little bit. How's our the community hospital right now as far as numbers? It's nothing's overwhelming, I don't think, at this time, is it?
You know, we have three positive COVID patients in-house today. We are full. We've got pretty high census, but the ability for us to give, I can't tell you the name of it. We call it the BAM, or the Black Betty drug. For those people who test positive that have underlying health issues, we highly encourage them to notify their doctor immediately, especially if they're getting tested through Test Nebraska and they're not going through their provider. Because this new Black Betty drug, it's antibodies that they've retrieved from donors that they are giving back to patients. And literally, in my opinion, and I know that Anthony, our pharmacist, would echo this, that we've seen an exponential decline in the number of very, very sick patients that we're getting in-house. And so we need to get these patients earlier in their disease process than later, because once they meet certain guidelines, then they would have to be an inpatient and get remdesivir. But we've been able to provide two great therapies to people that have tested positive for COVID. So right now, we're seeing a lot of positives just as fallout from the holiday. You know, Christmas is about 14 days ago, and so we're seeing some fallout from that, but our hospitalizations are much lower because I know yesterday or the day before, we scheduled 6 BAM infusions. So that's six people that tested positive for COVID that we were able to get in early and give them the vaccine, and they get well much faster, and they don't get as sick as they would without any intervention.
I know phases around here, around Southwest Nebraska, you know, we've kind of relaxed a lot of things, been able, you know, to open things up a little bit more, but I'm sure both of you encouraging folks still mask up, you know, that once again, social distancing, everything what we talked about for the months and months, got to keep on doing it, don't you?
Got to keep on doing that until we get enough vaccine out in our community to render us what we call herd immunity. And I just want to throw this out there. For those individuals that are getting the vaccine, it takes 2 weeks from the point of vaccination and then 2 weeks after that for you to have a good immune response. Just be mindful that with that first dose, at best, you're only going to be 50% covered. You need to make sure it's imperative that you get back and you get that second vaccine that will take you to 96% coverage from the COVID virus.
Do we miss anything this morning, ladies? Vaccines, Test Nebraska, anything else that we didn't? I didn't ask you can cover this morning.
I honestly think that's it. I know it was a lot to cover. It's been a while since we talked to you, but it's ever changing. That's for sure.
Always appreciate the time, ladies. Thanks.